And so last night we did a performance, actually, which something really new happened, because Ian had said to Kristen that he wanted to see a bit more love coming from Electra towards Chrysothemis and Clytemnestra, because if that were to happen, then you might, Electra could believe that she's still got a chance to change their minds and, you know,
I see,
get an army behind her. So that's what I expected to happen when I went out on stage, and I was doing my normal preparation, which is when I'm stuck behind the palace doors where the audience can't see me waiting to come in. The idea is that that morning our mother got up having had this terrible dream about Agamemnon. I've been told about it through a gardener who saw her praise the sun. And then Clytemnestra came to me, gave me all these offerings to take to my father's tomb. And I always know that there's something wrong when I have to go to my father, because I'm the only one that's allowed to go there. So it's both a privilege and a curse, because I'm always doing errands for Clytemnestra. So I sort of feel like I'm breaking the rules but obeying the rules at the same time. And I've been given this other secret. I know about the dream, and I know that my mother is scared. And I've also overheard them arguing with each other that they're going to send Electra away, they're going to banish her.
Yes.
And again, so it's this massive secret that I'm carrying. So I'm carrying all this, so I'm preparing myself backstage for all this, and then I'll go onto the stage and say, what are you saying outside the house? Mm-hmm. After so long, will you not learn? You're wasting your time. Please, will you do this for me? So plead to her, listen to me, listen to me. And Electra, or Kristen, just, you know, perfectly naturally, so I just started rolling her eyes at the chorus, or looking at the sky, or just, you know, basically ignoring everything that I had to say. And I got so frustrated. I charged over to her, grabbed her shoulders and shook her, and said, I know you have justice on your side, and I do not, but they have power. Mm-hmm. And I was so scared of telling her the truth, mm-hmm. which is, if you don't listen to me, this is serious, you're going to die. Mm-hmm. But feeling that if I told her that, I was putting us both in jeopardy. Mm-hmm. And of course, like any other human being, at the end of the day, it's my own survival that I care most about. So, it's huge. And I love the fact that we're now 3 months into the run, and you can find these things.
That's wonderful, yes.
For the first time, it felt like I'd reached the stakes of that initial that initial speech that Chrysothemis has. Which
that's
is
so interesting.
Today's the day. And we'd always rehearse saying that no one should touch Electra because she's like this feral creature in the house, and
yes.
she's untouchable. But again, the play is about the day has come. The day has come for vengeance to occur. The day has come for this to be brought to the table. And I think that's the same for every character.
Mm-hmm.
So Clytemnestra reaches a point where she can say without limit to Electra, when Aegisthus comes home, I'm going to set him on you. Yes. And I can say to her, if you don't behave, you've lost me. And so it was really exciting.
And how did this Electra behave when you
She
react?
Was brilliant. She was brilliant because she was really shocked. And then when she has her argument back to me, which she sort of picks apart everything that I've said to her, she started to rationalise her behaviour to me, and then she started to plea with me to try and say, look, if you continue to live in that house, if you continue to obey our mother, you're being disloyal to your father. And then my counter-argument is, I'm not trying to be disloyal. I'm just trying to say these are the powers that we are living under at the moment. And then she says to me, you're a traitor. And then I say to her, well, then you don't understand, you're going to be banished from this place. Mm. And so we have this to and fro. Mm. And then I have to give in because she sends me away, and I go to my, say that I'm going to my father's grave, and of course her attention is pricked then because
yes.
she wants
she
to
then live. Asks, yeah. doesn't she?